Yes. Wilkerson did not practice. Bilal Powell did not practice. Coney Ealy and Matt Forte were limited. Both.
Can he play without practicing?
It's possible, yeah.
Are you worried about anything, like, will that toe injury, I know you haven't given specifics on it, but are you worried about that potentially needing surgery?
I don't know yet. It's too early.
So the possibility is still there, though, for surgery, then?
We'll see how it goes. If he's feeling bad, it probably will be, but if he's not, it won't be. He's still in the air, too.
How did the power outage affect you guys in terms of any film watching or any CapEx? How did that all go down?
No, we have a generator, so we were pretty good. And we were outside, going outside when it happened.
With Jalen Marshall, how come you waited the extra week, and how has he looked for you?
Well, the extra week was to get him in shape and get him acclimated and everything. He's picking everything up. He looks good. Practice for 2 weeks. We're not really in pads, but he looked good so far.
Will Marshall's role be Sunday? Will he be limited as you try to ease him back into the offense, or will he play the entire four quarters?
We haven't determined that yet, whether he was playing or not.
Last week, Jamal seemed a little disappointed in his performance against Cleveland. What were some of the things that he could clean up?
Oh, he's hard on himself. He's harder on himself than anybody, but he just likes to have a good all-around game. And, you know, when you like to have a good all-around game as a good player and trying to be a great player, you have things to clean up every week. So I think that's going to be a constant thing with him, and that's what's pushing him to try to be great.
What could you have done better
in that Njoku touchdown? Yeah, I made a heck of a catch. Obviously, his eyes could have been better, but it was a hell of a catch.
Tom, when you look at the New England defense statistically, what are you seeing there? I mean, do you see a team that that's been vulnerable and you have some chances against, or you know, what's your assessment?
No, I think they're a good defense. I think stats are overrated myself, and the win is the only thing that matters. And they're playing good complementary football, and we just got to play a complete game.
Todd, do you think you guys need to get off to faster starts offensively?
I like to get off to a faster start, period. Whether it's offense or defense, we need to start the games faster. It's not that we ease into them. Something goes wrong with a penalty here or there. We just need to be cleaner when we start the game.
How big a challenge is it for your young safeties? Because Brady is so good at manipulating safeties with his eyes.
Well, it's a challenge for him every week. You know, it's not just Brady. It's all the quarterbacks we play. We play a lot of veteran quarterbacks, but they just have to read their keys and play ball. This game's going to be no different than any other game for them.
How did the team handle
Well, they were fine. We did a lot in training camp and just trying to get guys going and get them into it and just get a cleaner start and try to clean up the penalties is the biggest thing. If we can play faster without getting the penalties, that'll be a big thing.
You guys tried to do that in the Cleveland game at one point. Maybe it was the second quarter. You tried to go to a hurry up. Is that something you'd like to – I mean, it's hard to do that when you have so many new players, but where do you think you guys stand with that in terms of maybe going for that more often?
Well, we sprinkle it in from time to time. It's not a planned thing. We have certain things we want to do within that scheme with the new players, as you said. But as they get acclimated, we can do some and up-tempo, and we can slow it down some. We just got to start faster.
Todd, what would you say to the idea that a lot of us on the outside are kind of surprised that it's 2-3-2 teams on Sunday, you, the Patriots, and one of you will be in first place at the end of the day?
I probably wouldn't say much. I don't worry about outside. I've been saying it for the longest. It's not a...
Todd, do you worry at all? We asked you a bunch about your team listening to the outside stuff in the offseason and the expectations. Well, now it's kind of flipped where there's a lot of praise from the outside. You're the surprising team. You're 3-2, playing for first place Sunday. Do you worry at all about your team listening to this stuff this week to build up to this game and making it more than, you know, a week six game?
No, it hadn't changed for us. Praise or criticism, you got to go out there and do your job, and that's our focus. Like I said, we're focusing on us, and we're trying to get better each week. So we're trying to go out there and win ball games to get to the playoffs and the Super Bowl like everybody else.
What is
the key? They have a lot of shifty, quick guys in the open field and open space. What is the key for defenders to deal with the moves and not have guys juke them and go by them?
Well, that's hard. The biggest thing is to run after catch. You know, they're going to catch some balls. We just got to make sure they don't get the yak yards.
But what's the key as far as when you're one-on-one with a guy, he's really quick and shifty, what do you have to focus on? You tackle people for a long time and not letting him get by you.
Man, it's discipline. You know, it's discipline. You just want to win most of their battles. You're not going to win them all. I mean, they get paid too, but we want to win most of our battles and know where your help is, know where your leverage is, and try to play with that and play with some discipline. Your eyes, whether it's on his belt loop, whether it's on his chest pad, whatever you have to do to know where your help is, that's how you got to play. And most of the time you want it to work, and sometimes it doesn't work. I think it helps them. It helped them coming in, working together, and watching film together, and growing together. From that standpoint, it's helped them quite a bit. But in game situations, they're going to have to make plays and read their keys on their own.
A lot of guys have talked about how unified this team is now. How much more fun does that make it for you? Does it change at all how much you enjoy coaching a team when they're unified, saying they're unified like
they are? I mean, it's fun seeing them all work together. It's fun seeing them practice and communicate and joke around a lot and keep the mood light in the locker room and out on the practice field. So from that part of it, it's been enjoyable.
How much of a process has it been for you to sort of get them unified? It seems like something you've been doing, obviously, since the spring. I mean, how much of a process is
that? Well, it started at the end of the season last year. You know, you got to start working on that stuff right after the season. As a coach, a third-year coach, you kind of know what your team needs, and it's up to me to go out and coach every day and get them to where they need each other. So that's all we've been working on.
How much of an emphasis have you put on it just based on how last season went and sort of how it ended? Did you put more of an emphasis?
Oh, we put a big emphasis on it.
How does New England, are they taking more deep shots than they have in recent years?
I don't know how many more, but, you know, every time you look up, Cooks is making a big play and Hogan's making a big play. We know about Amendola and Gronk, but they have guys. They have a speed guy outside, and Hogan is great at body position catches, and they've been shooting down the field probably a little bit.
How do you feel about Coney Healy's chances this week?
Still early. I got to get him some hits in. You know, practicing out of pads and everything else doesn't do anything for me. I got to see him do some work.